Hymns of Hurts, Hollow Habits, The Avengers and Dial of a Fanfic, written by CN Wrights and read by 42 Do Not Panic. This fic is rated for general audiences, in which Clint expects to suffer the consequences of his actions. Clint had healed many people over his years. He was a healer, mutant, altered, generally messed up. He had no idea. He never got himself tested to see exactly where the abilities came from. He just knew that when he touched people, he could fix them. It hurt like hell, but he could do it. And he had done it. He had done it for years. He had done it for so long that he forgot what it felt like not to be weighed down by his own veins, to not be struggling for breath in his lungs that were too heavy to expand properly. For the longest time, it was instinct to heal. It didn't matter if he knew the person. It didn't matter if he was comfortable. It didn't matter if he was hungry or thirsty or exhausted. If he saw blood, he was expected to stretch out his abilities. He was expected to knit back together whatever was wrong and then endure whatever punishment the newly healed person had for how painful the process was. When Clint got out, he never wanted to heal another person. For a while, he thought he was selfish. For a while, that instinct would itch at the back of his head, telling him over and over that he was doing something wrong when he didn't heal people. For a while, it took more restraint than he thought possible to keep himself safe, and he almost gave in and hoped for the best. But slowly, slowly, he got a hold of it. He got used to remembering himself. He got used to the fact that there was no longer anyone forcing him to heal, and the threat of that ever happening again made it easier to be selfish. Over the years, he got rid of the instinct. He threw it as far away from himself as he could. He kept his hands firmly by his sides whenever he saw an injury. He kept himself from reaching out. He refused to give himself away. Over the years, the fact that Clint Barton was a healer disappeared. It was a detail that was lost to distant scraps of memory and people that he refused to ever see again. It was buried so deep beneath his skin that occasionally, Clint even forgot himself. That was perfect. That was what he wanted. He wanted his powers gone, or as close as he'd gone as they needed to be to make sure that he was never in that situation again. The one where he reached out, the moment that he saw blood because he knew his use, knew what he was meant to do. However, no matter how much he wished that it was gone, everything still existed. He was still a healer. There were still scars around his wrists. There was still that urgent, scared voice in the back of his mind that told him that he had to heal, that it was his purpose, that it was what he was good for. The voice always got louder when there was more blood. Tonight, he could hear it pulsing steadily in his ears like a heartbeat.
Hey, Dead Brain, do you copy?
There was a different voice. That was a voice outside of him, yanking him back to the present. That was a voice that he could focus on to try and get the other one to shut up. Yeah. Clint forced his voice to be steady as he spoke. He didn't let a single bit of the strain that he felt slide through to Tony's end of the comm. Once one word was out, it felt easier to slip into his usual tone. Something almost flippant as he continued. I know you have the patience of a toddler, Tony, but give a man a minute to assess the situation.
You're hilarious, Barton.
Clint could almost hear Tony's eyes rolling from across the comms. It wasn't quite enough to make him smile. Not with the way that his gut was roiling with the trust instinct. But if nothing else, it made him glad that his unsteadiness wasn't showing through.
Come on, what do you see?
Clint's eyes darted across the scene in front of him, his slow breathing helping to keep his heart rate steady. There were bodies strewn out across the alleyway. They were still, bloodied, but whatever Clint paused and checked the pulse, they were alive. With how much red stained the gray floor, each pulse felt like a miracle. There was a lot of blood. It's a mess, Clint said, hoping that he was able to keep the sound of being choked from his voice.
How bad?
Why don't you come to see for yourself? Clint asked casually. He refused to let the desperation slip through. He refused to let Tony hear any sort of waver in his voice. He refused to say, please, come. I need you here. I need someone else here so I can get out of my head. I need someone else here so I can focus on something real. Tony's laugh echoed hollowly through the comms.
No way. Heather's already going to kill me if she knows I'm taking this call right now. Iron Man can't exactly run out in the middle of a charity gala.
Tony, you've done that more often than you've stayed.
Exactly why I can't this time. Besides, it's usually for end of the world kind of stuff. Not a couple of dead bodies in the back alley or whatever.
They're not dead, Clint said without thinking. The words slipped out and they tasted like blood against his teeth. They're all alive. At least, mostly.
Oh, really?
There was genuine surprise in Tony's voice.
The call made it sound like a massacre.
Nope, they're all still breathing. They could all be saved. You're a healer. This is your job. You have to...
Think they'll stay like that?
They could. They could if you would just do your job and... No, he didn't have to do that anymore. These men were all members of a drug trafficking ring. They were people that he may have killed himself if he had gotten here a few minutes earlier. It had been years since he had been made to heal people like this. He didn't have to do anything. He wasn't expected to do anything. No one even knew that he could do anything. Why was the voice so loud? In the back of his mind, beneath the voice, beneath it all, he knew. It was the devil of Hell's Kitchen. The man that Clint had met a few weeks ago in the dumpster. The man that had nearly gotten himself killed just last week. The man that Clint couldn't leave to die.
Barton?
Yeah, I'm here. It took a bit more effort for him to keep his voice steady, but he did it. I don't know how long they'll last.
Stop talking to me then and call someone. The police can worry about whether or not they're alive. It'll probably help with the investigation if they can actually talk with some of them.
I already sent a message. Clint said quickly. He sent that instead of taking care of it himself. He sent a message to the nearest hospital rather than kneeling down, pushing his powers out and into these people. He let their lives hang in the balance rather than take care of it himself, because he was selfish. Only, it wasn't selfish. It wasn't. He couldn't let himself believe that it was. No one knew about his powers. He wasn't expected to heal anyone.
Any signs of the guy that did it?
Right. The actual mission. The reason that Clint had come here when the Avengers got this call. No, he said quickly, surveying the area as he did. There was nothing but the bloody mess that the person had left behind.
You sure?
Something hummed on the other end of the line, and Clint wondered if Tony was messing with his holograms. How he would get away with that in the middle of a gala, Clint had no idea. But that must have been it because a moment later, Tony was making a little noise.
Security cameras from the restaurant across the street caught a little bit of it. The guy must have been an amateur.
The person who did this wasn't an amateur. Clint could tell that from a glance. This was a style of fighting that struck fast, cut deep, and hit hard. This was a style of fighting that was as effective as it was gruesome, yet still left its victim with something of a survival chance. In fact, it almost looked like a style he recognized.
Hold on.
The comlink in his ear buzzed, and Clint tilted his head slightly as Tony muttered something under his breath. There was more humming, something that sounded like buttons being pressed, and then...
Yes, jackpot. The guy's still there.
Clint frowned, his eyes already scanning the alleyway. Nothing had changed in the few minutes that he had been talking to Tony. What?
Well, not right there, but yeah. Looks like he got hit pretty hard in the fight. Ouch, really hard.
There was a little intake of breath, and then a disapproving hum, and then Tony was speaking again.
Head forward, onto your right. Get out of this alley, then check the one 2 streets down. That's probably a blood trail.
I see it. Clint had no idea how he had missed it before. There was a trail that led straight out of the alleyway, small and rusty against the concrete, just a bit further away from the fight than the rest of the blood trains had streaked the ground.
Awesome. Go get that guy, Barton. But he's even still conscious. He's superhuman, then Sirius gonna want to talk to him and...
Tony cut off mid-sentence, his voice becoming more muffled as the chorus of other speakers echoed behind him. Clint heard him curse under his breath and then muttered a quick,
"That's my cue. Don't tell Pepper."
Before the line went dead. Just like that, Clint was left alone in the alleyway with a trail of blood leading him around the corner of an overflowing dumpster. He refused to think that the situation was any more than that. Instead, he moved, forcing the movement to direct his attention to the next step. One step at a time. He could do this. Last month, he wouldn't have even batted an eye. One healing session shouldn't be enough to knock him this far back, to the point that following a blood trail was making his breath catch in his throat. One step at a time. The trail was erratic and messy. Occasionally footprints appeared in the splashes of blood, as though the person making them had stumbled backwards across his own trail. A few times the blood was smeared across the concrete, and there it looked more like the person had fallen entirely. With this much blood, collapse would only make sense. But the trail continued. Whoever this person was, He was stubborn. Apparently, this was the kind of guy who just wouldn't let himself go down. With a sinking feeling, Clint realized that he knew exactly who this person was, even before he rounded the corner. The silhouetted figure that he faced was only a confirmation of what he already knew. The Devil of Hell's Kitchen was stunning, because, of course, he was. At this point, Clint was actually beginning to wonder if the man was possessed. But he was also leaning. He had one hand against the brick of an alleyway wall, another one clutched close to his chest. He was in the same ratty black suit that he'd been wearing since Clint's happened to fall into the same dumpster as him a few months ago, and the fabric helped him blend into the alleyway shadows. If Clint didn't know what he was looking for, he wasn't sure that he would have noticed the guy, though. The trail of blood was pretty damning, though. Hawkeye. Apparently, something that Clint had done was damning, too, because despite the strain in Daredevil's voice, the guy was turning to look at him. Clint had no idea how the man had even realized that he'd seen him. Clint hadn't so much as twitched since he stepped around the corner. No, he wasn't sure he could move at all. The Devil shifted, and even with the creepy black mask covering half of his face, Clint could see the wins that flashed over his features. Clint had worked with the Devil a lot over the past few months. He'd seen the guy shake off a bullet wound to the side with hardly a flinch. If he was wincing, the pain had to be bad. If the pain was bad, the wound had to be worse. If the wound was worse, the guy was going to need medical help. And if he needed medical help... Clint took a step backwards without even realizing that he'd moved. The second he realized, he froze. Daredevil froze as well. The half-finished turn remaining half-finished. The man still leaning against the alleyway wall as he half-stared at Clint. Silence rang out between them, heavy and tense, like the last note of a hymn stretching out in the night. The weight of the air was pliable. "Are you going to call Stark?" the Devil finally asked. Clint blinked. Of all the things that he'd expected to break the tense silence, that wasn't it. "How did you know about that?" "Your voice carries." The Devil bared his teeth. Clint was distantly aware that it was probably meant to be one of his scary devil grins. He was distracted by the heavy layer of blood that coated the man's teeth. "I have good ears." Clint didn't bother to wonder how on earth the man had managed to hear his phone conversation from two streets away. He was too focused on the fact that Daredevil had heard him. Daredevil had been in the middle of fleeing the scene, and he had stopped when he had heard that it was Clint coming after him. He had stuck around, waiting in this alleyway, allowing Clint to follow the blood trail straight to him. Of course he had. Why wouldn't he? He would be able to run off to whatever his next vigilante thing was a whole lot better if whatever was spilling blood across the pavement stopped. He knew exactly what this man wanted. He'd been stupid enough to give it to him once, and he'd known it was stupid. He'd known this would happen, and he'd still done it. Clint was an absolute idiot. Daredevil was still staring at him, his head tilted ever so slightly to the side in the weird way of his chest heaving, and Clint tried to guess what injuries were hidden beneath that black uniform. The fabric was swallowing a lot of the blood, so it was hard to pinpoint the source. His hand was still on his chest. Broken rib? There was also the blood staining his teeth. Bitten tongue, or maybe a fractured jaw? He seemed to be talking well enough that it couldn't be broken. But then again, the Devil always seemed to surprise him with what he managed to work through. The Devil hadn't lied the last time they'd met. He got hurt a lot. So, not calling Stark? The Devil's voice was hesitant, but that was probably just because of the way his chest was heaving. He definitely had broken ribs. At least it didn't seem like they'd punctured his lung this time. None of this was as bad as last time. Last time, the Devil had looked like a piece of roadkill. When the man collapsed, Clint had been sure he was going to die. He wouldn't let that happen. He'd already let too many lives slip through his hands out of selfish self-preservation. This time, Clint wasn't going to have a choice. The cards were in the Devil's hands now. All Clint could do was reap the consequences. "I guess not." The Devil was muttering now, his breathing a bit more shallow than it had been. Without warning, he pushed himself forward, and Clint felt his heart jump as the man let out a hiss of pain. Daredevil was hissing in pain. Even if it wasn't as bad as last time, this was going to suck. "Well?" The Devil turned to him. How the guy was managing to stand was an absolute mystery, and tilted his head. "Are we going to get this over with?" There it was. It wasn't an order, but it didn't need to be. The meaning was clear. unavoidable. Flynn had known this was coming. He knew it from the moment that the words, "You're a healer," had left Daredevil's mouth. He forced himself to take a step forward. It felt like he was moving through glue, or that his muscles were locked together. Distantly, he could feel the whisper of ghostly cuffs around his wrist, weighing him down and tugging through each step. After years of being out, it shouldn't feel so familiar. It shouldn't feel like second nature for him to lower his eyes, to let himself go, to drag himself forward at the command of another. He kept his eyes focused on the man's black boots, and he could see hundreds of black boots that had come before him. He didn't fall to his knees, but he was close to it. If Daredevil had told him to, he might have. Only, when he was just within range to reach out, the boots moved. They didn't move forward. They stepped back. "What are you doing?" Flynn frowned. He had been out long enough that he couldn't stop his eyes from darting up, lingering for the brief moment on the other man's half-masked face. To his surprise, it looked like there was actual confusion on the devil's face. "You said you wanted to get it over with," Flynn grit out between clenched teeth. Old instinct screamed at him to shut up, to stay silent, to just get this done before he made it worse. But even back in the old days, he'd never been the best at keeping his mouth shut. Daredevil didn't react. If anything, he looked more confused. "You're supposed to try and take me in, aren't you?" "I... what?" The call was stark. Daredevil was speaking slowly, and Flynn couldn't tell if it was because of the dose of confusion that still clung to his expression, or if it was because of the blood that still dripped from his costume to the concrete below. "You're supposed to be trying to take me in." Right. Flynn had a mission. That was what he was supposed to be doing. The mission had gone out of the window the moment that he'd realized exactly who his target was. The heavy silence was once again wrapping around them, thick with tension and hesitation. As Flynn breathed, he felt like the silence was settling in his lungs, like it was packed with all the unsaid words between him and the man that was standing, bleeding, in front of him. Suddenly, Flynn was tired. "Look, you wanted to get this over with." Anxiety bit at his chest, and Flynn forced it back. He was on a mission, regardless of whether or not he was actually following orders. He had a job to do, and it was no longer just mindless healing. He could handle this one time, and then he could go back to avoiding the streets of Hell's Kitchen just like he had the past several weeks. So let's just do this and be done. He reached out a hand. To his surprise, Daredevil reached up and, instead of grabbing the hand or moving it towards the injury, actually smacked it away. "I was talking about you trying to arrest me," Daredevil said, his voice catching slightly on the words. "What are you doing?" "Arrest you?" That had been Clint's original mission, but... "You're hurt." The devil laughed, something harsh and heavy. "Thanks. I noticed." Clint paused, waiting. The devil didn't say anything else. He hesitantly held up a hand again, and he could feel the man's attention weighing heavily on the movement. "That doesn't look like an arrest." "You're hurt, aren't you?" Flynn put out. He was tired, and this was hard enough as it was. "So let's just... wait." Daredevil's voice was sharp, and Flynn's jaw snapped shut on instinct. "Wait, is that... are you trying to heal me?" "That's what you want, isn't it?" The words felt bitter, like spitting out gravel. He just wanted this over with, and the devil wasn't making it easy. Especially since now that he was actually taking a step back. "No," the man said simply, and, well, that simply didn't make sense. Flynn tried to move forward, but the man only moved back again. The step was weak, and Flynn could see the way that each twitch of muscle made the devil's chest heave, his shoulders tensed, and his hands still clutching at his side. It wasn't as bad as last time, but the man still made standing look like a monumental achievement. "You know what I can do," Flynn grit out, forcing his voice to be steady. "So let's just do it." Daredevil didn't move. "No." "No?" The word was completely incredulous and echoed down the alleyway a bit more loudly than Flynn had intended. "No." Daredevil repeated, his tone much more level than Flynn's. "But you know," Flynn pressed, as though maybe Daredevil had forgotten. "You've seen it. You know." Daredevil made a movement that looked like it might have been a shrug, but with the wince he stopped. "Just because I know, don't mean you have to heal me." then let out a sharp, barking laugh. Yeah, right. He'd been in this healing business for a long, long time. He knew how this worked. He knew what it meant to have someone know. Knowledge was power, and Daredevil knew way too much for a random vigilante that had been dumped in his dumpster a few months ago. Daredevil got hurt a lot, and now he knew that Clint could do. He also knew that no one else knew, which gave him power. A single word from the devil could have half the city on Clint's tail, not to mention his own teammates. Everything was in the devil's court. Clint was utterly at his mercy. He reached a hand out, but for some reason Daredevil still took a step back. Maybe he didn't know exactly how helpless Clint was, but it wasn't that Clint was going to spell it out for him. If he didn't do his job and heal him, the guy would figure it out eventually. It was always better to just get it over with. The more time that Clint gave a person, the more time they had to think of ways to make him pay for the delay. Stop it, Hawk. Daredevil's voice was low, still catching on his rough breathing and possibly even tinged with annoyance. I thought it was going to be annoying to try and outrun you, but this is worse. Worse? Having a high-level healer trying to reach out to you when you're hurt was worse? Clint wanted to laugh in the guy's face. Maybe he wanted to switch places. Maybe he'd like to feel the constant paranoia that came with seeing even the simplest scrapes and bruises and knowing that he could fix that, that he was supposed to fix that. Maybe he wanted to know what it felt like to have everything drained out of his body, to weaken himself to make his enemies stronger. The last time Clint had healed Daredevil, it had taken him 3 days to fully recover. This wasn't as bad, but he'd still be trying to hide the instability from his team for at least 2 days. And of course, that wasn't even mentioning the initial rush. The pain floored both parties, but it always took more from Clint. It didn't matter that he was used to it. The guy he'd healed usually got up first, and that guy was usually pissed. Daredevil had gotten up faster than anyone Clint had ever seen. The images of the battered bodies 2 alleyways away were still seared into Clint's mind, and he shuddered. He didn't want to see what Daredevil would do when he was pissed. He reached out a hand, and Daredevil made a sharp growl that made Clint wonder if he was already pissed. I said no, Hawk. He was moving away, which was stupid. Stop trying. But you're hurt. Daredevil was hurt. Daredevil knew what he could do. Daredevil could expose him with a word, so Clint had to do what he wanted. Everyone who knew what Clint could do wanted the same thing. I'll deal with it. Clint let out a grunt of frustration. That didn't make any sense. That was never how things went. You could sell me out, he growled, because he was stupid enough to spell it out for the man. You know that, right? Daredevil seemed to hesitate. I guess. Which means I have to do what you want. I guess. You want me to heal you? No. Clint huffed in exasperation. You should want me to heal you. Now Daredevil seemed to shift forward, his attention heavier on Clint's shoulders. Why? Why? Clint felt the urge to laugh, but he choked it back. I'm not stupid, Devil. I know how this works. Maybe I don't. The devil tilted his head in that weird way that he did. Want to explain it to me? Of course not. Of course they didn't want to explain the memories that haunted him, the system that he knew like the back of his hand. He didn't want to recount those long nights and long days and long years of forgetting everything but the pain that came with constant healing. He didn't want to revisit those shadowed halls and locked rooms that lingered in his mind, cold and bitter, as perfectly preserved as a frozen nightmare. Daredevil only hummed into the silence that Clint had left. I told you that you wouldn't have to do it again. And I told you that you'd take that back, Clint reminded, the words sharp on his tongue. They always took it back. Anyone who ever knew, anyone who ever promised him anything like safety or security, anyone who knew what he could do always took it back. He was a healer, and once that was known, he was nothing else. He was a means to an end, nothing more. I'm not. The words were short, simple, as if they weren't rocking the foundation of everything that was true in Clint's history. You don't have to heal me. But Daredevil took 3 steps back before Clint could even raise a hand. He huffed. Daredevil. You're still calling me that. There was a note to Daredevil's voice, something hesitant. He sounded like Clint felt at the idea of pushing the devil closer to his secrets. Why? It's your name, isn't it? Clint bit out. Remember last time? Of course, Clint remembered. He'd found Daredevil 3/4 dead in an alleyway, miraculously on his feet, and had to heal the guy when he collapsed to keep the way of another death off of his mind. He distinctly remembered the burn under his skin, the weight settling in his bones as Daredevil somehow managed to stand right after the process. Something about how Murdoch's never stayed down. Oh. I didn't pry, if that's what you're thinking. Clint shot the vigilante a look. I'm not stupid. Daredevil seemed to stare back at him from beneath the mask. Then, with a twitch of his lips, he snorted. For a spy, you might be. Daredevil took another step back. A secret for a secret, Hawk. You know something about me, I know something about you. You could expose me just as easily. For a long moment, Clint found himself staring blankly at the other man. The devil was giving him information. He was handing Clint a loaded gun, just asking for Clint to aim it at him. Mutual destruction, waiting to happen. The man couldn't force Clint to heal him without Clint being able to take him down, but... Why? The devil shrugged, or at least he tried to before a wince flicked over his features. He schooled his expression, and Clint could see him swallowing the pain. But that was all. He didn't ask Clint to come fix it. He didn't force Clint to reach out a hand to mend everything just because he could. In fact, the devil didn't do anything at all. He only tilted his head slightly, with a grin sliding across his battered features. Thanks for not arresting me, Hawk. Clint's eyes went wide. Right. There was a mission. He had an actual job he was supposed to do. But by the time he reached for his comlink, the devil was already gone. Somehow, despite the battered state of his body. Murdoch really didn't stay down, whatever that meant. Clint's finger was still on his comlink, but he hesitated. The name was still churning in his head, and for a moment he realized that he could give that to Fury. If he was a good agent, maybe he would. Clint's hand dropped away from his comlink. He wasn't a good agent, at least not as good as his co-workers might think he was. This wouldn't be the first time he withheld information from his team. Clint would rather hold on to the mutual destruction while he had it.